It's the Roller Around the Barrel podcast, talking to vintage players at the Ohio Cup this fine weekend. Beautiful weather yesterday and different weather today, but still beautiful. I got Brandon Ream here, and I'm going to talk about his mustache. Brandon, the Addison Mountain Stars came to the Ohio Cup a few years ago, and everybody was brandishing mustaches, except you. What was the story?
Yeah, they think I chickened out, but that wasn't the case. I actually had a mishap with my razor the night before and shaved half of it off. And
well, wait a minute. How do you have a mishap with your razor and shave half of it off? What were you going for?
I didn't really know. I was out of my element.
Now, if you would have showed up with half a mustache, that would have been the best mustache I think ever. What? Were you trying to go like pencil thin or something?
I just didn't know where to stop. I didn't know to bring it out to the edge of the lips.
Your hands and your brain were not on the same page as you went to manicure this this mustache. And here you are with a mustache here in all of its glory, the best that you can probably do. Am I right? Is this the best
exactly
you can do?
It's still technically half a mustache. The middle's missing.
What? So did something happen in the middle of this mustache?
No, that's how it grows.
Ask him a question about his mustache, Rudy. Rudy just sat down.
Hey, Ray. Let me just say that out of all of the mustaches that I've seen this weekend, yours is my favorite. Not because, because some people, the mustache accentuates a part of their features. Like, there might be someone I'm sitting next to who their eyes are just the clearest blue they've ever been because of this mustache. A lot of people...
I've totally lost interest in this interview.
...wears them. You wear the mustache, sir. And when I saw the initial pictures, I got the confused, disappointed dad vibe, which I'm all about. Like, so... I just want to say, like, you're my hero this weekend. I want to grow up to be like you.
Thank you, Rudy.
Last night...
I know it's not the fullest mustache, but it is most definitely the most fulfilling mustache.
It is.
Last night at the restaurant, I was overhearing conversations because Adam Johnson was eating some pepper and was failing. But something was mentioned about Just for Men on the mustache. Brandon, did you partake in Just for Men for the mustache?
That is a total lie. This is my natural color.
Did he take off his hat to prove that?
The visual was great. Thank you, Brandon. Brandon, we still got 5 minutes. Tell me how you got involved in vintage baseball.
It's been so long. I think probably about 10 years ago. I ended up crashing Shirt and Nettie's wedding reception through a friend. Didn't know Shirt at all. Knew Nettie in high school. I'm using their other nicknames that you guys don't know, but Dirtbag and Clink. And I think later that summer, they invited me out to play because they needed some players. And I came out and impressed them because I was just probably the best baseball player they ever seen.
You obviously put on quite a show at the reception. How would they notice you if they didn't know you at the reception that well? What did you do? Did you fall asleep in the punch bowl?
Maybe. I don't remember that much of it.
I'm just saying this man has the posture of somebody who goes out there and just slays the dance floor. He's just throwing daggers.
I want to know what song was it that you hit the dance floor with that nobody else was out there. It was just you, not this mustache, some other mustache, and a song. What song was it that you hit the dance floor
with?
Can
I take a guess?
I can. You can take it a guess, yeah.
Lou Vega Mambo number 5.
What year was this? Adam, Nettie, what year did you guys get married?
2010.
I'm still going to go with Ice Ice Baby.
I'm still going to go with Mambo number 5. Go.
Brandon, what song did you...
I think it was a Christina Aguilera song.
It was Dirty.
Exactly
it was the finest of the Mickey Mouse Club members.
How did we come full circle?
And that's how you do a callback.
How is that happening? What? Oh, my goodness.
Brandon, of all the places in all the world, and we'll take the Ohio Cup out of it because obviously you'll wax poetically about what an awesome weekend this is. Other than that, tell me about some of the other places that you've enjoyed playing vintage baseball at.
Oh, well, the best one, obviously, Frankenmuth.
You're damn right. Let's talk about Frankenmuth. No, go ahead, Brandon.
Frankenmuth was so much fun. Like, we're glad to hear it's coming back. And, like, just we met so many teams there that we have never seen before. Yeah. And just the venue was great. The competitiveness and gentlemanliness was great. And it was just a great experience overall.
Let me ask you this question. you just said Frankenmuth, but how does it feel to go to the World Tournament and be on a team and immediately be in the championship game? Hundreds of people watching you, chanting your name. How was that feeling? What was that like?
It was a great experience. Like, I would like to get out there again. But, yeah, like, I heard you chanting my name. Like,
yeah, that was me. Yeah. That was me. Top of the hill. Yeah. I was trying to start the...
Brandon, let me ask you this.
I underperformed because I was nervous because Reed
Let me ask you. You were... the Addison Mountain Stars, willing to play a fly match? Are they willing to play fly?
Absolutely.
Well, why can't we get the Addison Mountain Stars at the World Tournament?
You get us an invite, and we will be there.
All right, let's put that out there right now. We've seen some of the finest vintage baseball clubs in the United States showing up for the World Tournament, and we've also seen some snoozers. So can we replace one of those snoozers with the Addison Mountain Stars?
No, absolutely not. And, yeah, I'm taking the stance here. I'm putting my foot down. I'm usually the nice guy.
I wasn't
guy.
Talking about the Capitals.
No, I'm usually here saying, yeah, everybody gets to play. F that. Listen, Adam Johnson is like the brother I never had, but I always wanted because he was nice to me. And he is a Columbus Capital, and he's been lollygagging around with all these other clubs. Damn it, that stops now. I'm calling it Columbus Capital right here. So Reem could take the reins for Addison at the World Tournament, but this guy's dressing in Capital Blue.
So that's unrealistic. Adam Johnson, the captain of the Addison Mountain Stars, would probably want his club there and doesn't care about you, Rudy. No. Brandon, how do you feel about the Addison Mountain Stars being at the World Tournament? Brandon.
I think we did pretty well. Like, we started playing fly maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Didn't really do too much fly since then. I mean, before then.
Would you agree the Addison Mountain Stars are one of the most beloved vintage baseball clubs in all of the lands?
Yes.
That question.
All right, that's it. That's all.
You asked the question. He looked at Johnson and was like, I don't know.
Do people like us?
Yes. I hope.
They do. Brandon, thanks for stopping by for your 8-minute interview. You did just fine. You said you're not good at this kind of thing. You were a liar. Yeah, and don't ever lie to us again.
You're amazing.
Thank you very much, Barrel Roller. All right, thanks for having me.